You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Stated, if one have sarat and his whole body, so it says his tahor, if he get a spot, so then he has to go through the process to pure himself. But if his whole body is not tahor, that means everything became Laban, white, so then the Torah says he is tahor. Remember the pasuk? No? It says, Kulo hafach laban tahor hu. The whole body became like a snowman. White. Just tahor. How could it be such a thing? One spot is impure. The whole body is tahor. How does it work?
It's like the 1 in 60 ratio? No?
Yeah, that only works if you have something that is permitted against something that is not permitted. But here, the whole thing is sarat. It's a metzorah from top to the bottom. No, I didn't mean to wake you up. Not, why Hashem sends this sign anyway? Well, what the purpose that to send this to send this sign?
So you know the difference between the two.
To give warning and to get a lot of parnasa, treasure.
No, on his body. His body. It's a warning, and then, well, now what is Hashem's message about all these, you know, sarat sign? What does he want to do, Hashem?
Well, Hashem hates lashon hara.
Now, what's the purpose? What's the task? What's the mission?
Wake us up.
Ah, he did something wrong, so he has to fix himself. Is that too complicated? Huh?
Yeshua is the name of the
name.
No, it's not.
Say? No, we ask, what's the what's the purpose of Ibn Shalom to give the sign? And the answer is, somebody did something wrong, so he has to fix himself. Right? It's not complicated.
No.
Because you don't say anything, I thought maybe it's too complicated.
No, it's not complicated.
So what's the purpose that Hashem sends the sign?
Because he loves you, he wants you to do teshuva.
For one to fix himself.
Yes.
Right, very good. Chazaku Baruch, Chazaku Baruch. So now, so if one sign, obviously the expectation that Hashem has, what is Hashem expecting?
For us to try.
Now you're making it too complicated.
Oh, yeah.
What's the expectation of Hashem? That we do teshuvah. That's what he's expecting.
Because he likes his children.
No. Hashem sends the sign, and then he expects that we do?
Teshuvah.
We do teshuvah.
Teshuvah.
One more time. Hashem sends the sign that we do?
Teshuvah.
Ah, okay. So now, if one spot that Hashem's expectation is that we do teshuvah, so now if somebody turned to a snowman, all his body became white. So
he did teshuvah.
He did?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, that's why he's become all white.
No. We have to repeat everything now. No, no, no. The tahor says that the Torah says tahor. Why the Torah says the tahor? Because if somebody chalila v'chas, not for anyone, cuts his finger. So what's the first thing that it comes to his mind?
The bandage.
Exactly. Unfortunately. He never thinks, I did something wrong, that's why I cut my finger. How about when he's doing ironing, he burned his finger. What does he think now? Huh? Yes, that's what he thinks. But actually, the fact of the matter here is not so. When the Torah says, Michva, that we learned last week about the burning skin. So now today, we have iron, we have oven, we have matches, we have lighter. So that means the same thing. Then Hashem would send it from Shamayim, but it's the same thing. But he said, no, I cut my finger. I burned my hand. No. Hashem Yitbarach is giving you a sign. So that means at time that you go through something that is harmful, is unfortunate, that means it's exactly like this spot on your body. Exactly the same message. So now, if his full body became white, so that means, obviously, he came to his senses. He said, ay, ay, ay! Hashem is so angry at me. So we expect from him, for sure he did teshuvah. So that's why the Torah is giving him the benefit of the doubt. When he says he's tahor, not that he's tahor. That means we expect from him that he, for sure he did teshuvah.
Somebody cut his finger,
says it's from Hashem. Navi brings the matter about Ahab. You remember about Ahab? You know who Ahab was?
Yeah, the idol worship.
Yeah, it was a king. It was a king that unfortunately and his wife, they made a lot of trouble and they misled the people. Just like today that people do. So now Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharya Tov, this is in Melachim Aleph. He comes and tells him that, you know, your destiny, I want to give you a message that when you die, the Kelavim, they're going to enjoy you.
No.
Yeah. That's what exactly happened to his wife, Isabel, anyway. So now here, when Ahab hears this from Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharya Tov, it says that he torn his clothing. Just like Bar Minah, Chas V'Shalom, not for anyone, like Avel. And then he changed his clothing, he put a sack, torn clothing on himself, and he started fasting. So then the Ribono Shel Olam told Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharya Tov, Har'ita ki nichna Achav le'nefanai. So Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharya Tov, did you see how Achav, this Rasha, that made people to worship Abu Zara when you told them about how his end of his life is going to end up, the dogs, they're going to enjoy him. Yan ki nichna mipanai lo avi hara'a v'yamav. So Hashem told them because he right away, when Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharya gave them the message, he was shaken up, waking up. He torn his clothing and he started fasting and so on. So Hashem said, I forgive him because there was supposed to be a famine and so on. So now here we see exactly, that's what the Torah Tanya is telling us. He says, if his whole body turned to white, so that means we're expecting that obviously he made the Shuvah. He fixed himself. Why? Because he realizes he cannot joke around with this. It's not a spot of two, the whole body. Can you just, throw it behind your back? So that means, obviously, there was a time that when, you know, we are lightheaded and we take things as a joke. So then, as the Persian HaKodesh used to say, let him till he hit his head to the wall, right? Or stone, yeah. What did I mean? That means he's not going to wake up. No other way to tell him. He takes it as a joke. He jokes around. He's an expert clown. Whatever you tell him, you make a joke out of it. But Ribono Shel Olam has, you know, good sized stone for him. But unfortunately, you're not going to wake up and realize, you know, to fix yourself till you hit your head to the stone. Then say, ay, ay, ay. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. You say, Kulo hafach laban. Of course, it's tahor. That's it. It's the whole, why? Because what could be worse than this? So that means there are moments in life that unexpected chas v'shalom would happen that you never imagined. Then you're cornered. Now you made the fun of this, you know, it says, they make a joke out of it.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.